this Wednesday, the 2nd of November, for the Everett Silvertips, a young bunch heading into the season. Well, early habits turning into routine, and by the end of this one, again, repeating success. And the Silvertips extending their lead at first place in the U.S. Division to 7 points as they roll right past the Red Deer Rebels, cruising to a wire-to-wire 4-1 victory this evening, now improving to 8-1-1 in the last 10 games, all completing the win here in downtown Everett.
Yeah, and the Silvertips, you know, and looking back at that first period, the way they started, you know, Red Deer, I hate usually to talk about like energy and effort because it's not something that's easy to judge from this high up. But when you think of how much open space there was on the ice in that first period, in the first few minutes for Everett, they couldn't help but take advantage of the lapse in effort from Red Deer. They just didn't quite get off the bus from that game in Victoria last night, and the Silvertips just pounced on it unmercifully and made a statement in that first period tonight.
Mike Benton with you alongside Justin Morrison. Here is how this one sounded, and the Tibbs wasting little time getting to work and also greeting their ex-teammate Lasse Peterson with two goals before the seats were even warm. First off, Dominic Zwerger, seconds after the opening faceoff to make it 1-0. Pumped right back to the silver tip blue line. Davis ahead now to Bykov, dangling into the zone, sets up Zwerger, his wrist shot, he scores! It takes just 26 seconds for the Silvertips and Dominic Zwerger to get on the board, number 5 of the season, and it doesn't take long to greet Lasse Peterson with a wrist shot. It's 1-0 Silvertips. Against his ex-teammate as well, not just from Everett, but also Spokane additionally. Patrick Bykov with the assist, and Zwerger now with points in 12 of the last 13 games.
Yeah, a great shot, was given just too much space to operate there once he entered the Rebel zone. And you wonder, too, about whether Lasse Peterson, who we mentioned what his, you know, mind set would be for this game against Everett tonight, maybe he was a little too jacked up and just, you know, looked a little out of sorts early on.
And the Tips taking advantage again. This time it was Bykov at 2:13 to make it 2-0. Inside 18 minutes to go in this opening frame. Wyatt Wiley turns 17 today. To Fontaine, pass rink wide. Bykov takes it wide. The chip in front. They score! 17:47 to go. First period. The wraparound by Patrick Bykov as Matt Fontaine went toward the net. That might be Bykov. And the Tips again out racing. A 2-0 lead. And with that, Bykov, a multi-point game in the blink of an eye. Matt Fontaine, welcome back. He had a helper on the play as well in his first game back.
Yeah, it was a great cross-ice feed from Fontaine there as he kind of had to put on the brakes when he entered the Rebel zone, and then it was Bykov again. Same story, just tons of ice for him to use. Used his speed, raced around the net. Peterson was in no man's land and in no position to make a save as that puck kind of clangered around and went in his net.
And just like that, the tone was set with the Silvertips owning the first several minutes of the game, also out shooting Red Deer by a count of 5-0 out of the starting blocks. A 2-0 lead carried into the second period, and Dominic Zwerger again back up to his old tricks, this time on a power play and also in the middle of a loose puck battle. And Captain Davis to Bykov at boards again. Back down to Davis, a one-timer, save made, rebound in front to Sutter, save again, rebound, Dewar, knocked away, Zwerger, rebound, score! And first, if you don't succeed, try again. And Dominic Zwerger picks up his second goal of the game with 13:07 to go. Second period at 3-0 Silvertips. Bykov, his third point of the night, helping out on the play, along with Connor Dewar for a power play goal The Tips going 1-3 in that category by the end of the evening.
Yeah, and kind of to reiterate, that was one of our keys to the game tonight, was taking advantage of power play opportunities when they presented itself. And right there, kind of classic power play, just staying with the play. Rebels couldn't account for all the bodies in front of the net, and Zwerger on the third chance, or maybe fourth chance, was able to bury it.
Tips looking like at that point they were set to lap the field with a 3-0 lead, but Red Deer getting right back on the board. Only time they would be heard from this evening, Michael Spotcha getting his ninth of the year right here at 14:07. A puck bouncing back at center, finally cleared, and Hagel will swing back in down the right-hand side, past Christensen, post to post. Here's Spotcha, and he scores. A bullet pass off the backhand, and Spotcha finding the back of the net on a one-timer. Blocker side corner of Carter Hart. Make no mistake, Red Deer capitalizing off a tired set of silver tips, and they're on the board, trailing 3-1. A draftee of the Winnipeg Jets back in 2015, Michael Spotcha, taking advantage of the Tips' laps, not just defensively, really, but also as far as the energy they had left back in the tank, and he got Red Deer on the board to make it 3-1.
Yeah, the Rebels worked hard to get that goal. They had created a lot of chances. They had sustained pressure, and Spotcheck, you could see the type of talent that he has on that one. Given that one opportunity, he one-timed it right past Hart.
And really the only chapter of this game where it seemed like things could be in doubt came toward the end of the second period with the Silvertips penalized on a Patrick Bykov kneeing penalty. That carried over early on into the third, but the Tips PK coming right through. And then E2 Tolola for a little icing on the cake, a penalty shot opportunity at 11-11. And here he is right here bidding for the fourth goal of the evening. It'll be E2 Tolola bidding for number four of the season. A penalty shot to Tolola down the middle, in on goal to the forehand, score! E2 Tolola on the penalty shot. 8:49 to go, third period. Squeezing one under the pads of Lasse Peterson. Everybody loves E2. It's 4-1. Silvertips. E2 Tolola, fourth goal on the season, number four on the board for the Silvertips, cashing in with their first penalty shot goal of the season.
And that's a huge instance, a huge goal, one, but a great way to take advantage of that opportunity that was there. Penalty shots are no given, and right there Tolola put on a real good display to put a move on Peterson and to restore that three-goal lead for Everett.
And the Silvertips closing out Red Deer with relative ease. The Rebels would not be heard from for the rest of the night. A 4-1 victory giving Carter Hart his ninth win in 13 appearances this season. Coming into the night, the league's leader in goals against average, and just another night of the office here for Carter Hart, who picks up 27 saves on 28 shots on goal. The loss to Peterson, making his return to Everett. He had 28 saves on the evening. Overall, his record dropping to 2-2. For the record, the Tips in their 14th lifetime game against Red Deer improved to 10-4, a commanding lead in the series. And Kevin Constantine now improving to 6-2, head-to-head in the coaching matchup against Brent Sutter.
Yeah, and a great win tonight over a team that you don't get to see, so you don't know quite what to expect. Storyline-wise, maybe it would have been great to see Sutter score in that game. He had a couple of chances, but overall, the Tips come away with another impressive win, and every time I see him here at home, continue to gain more respect for the way they're playing and the number of players. It's kind of a different guy every night right now for the Silver Tips, finding a way to lift this team to victory.
8-1-1. They are now in 10 games, and for a lot of kids who came in very young, also low on experience, but high in potential, my oh my, are they growing up quickly right before our very eyes. Your happy totals this evening, the Silver Tips 12, 2-2 with 26 points on the campaign. First place in the U.S. division, and Red Deer dropping now to 8-7, 1-1. The Tips stay home against Portland next game on Saturday, and Red Deer continuing their odyssey on a 7-game trip. Next up, they'll be in Spokane coming up on Friday. Your final score here from Xfinity Arena, Silver Tips 4, And the Red Deer Rebels won. For Justin Morrison, I'm Mike Benton for Silver Tips Replay.